Good morning. Past week, the daf was daf choftes meseches erivin. Third perek in erivin, daf choftes. Now we've been dealing with, since the beginning of the perek, b'chol marovin mishtakfim. Things, types of food that are used for Erev Tchumen and Shetufim Mevois, we'll go with that. That's the sheet of most Rishonim. We spoke about Rashi on the Mishnah, which was the Shaila B'chlau, whether this Rashi makes its way lehalocha. even Rashi himself meant that lehalocha. But you know, as far as we're concerned, when we talk about the different things that you keep in Ma'arev over here, we'll be referring to Shitufim of voice and Eruv Tchumim. So this is what we've been discussing. Different kind of things. The Shiurim. How much of each. Now there's an important thing that we have to take out from this Gemara, and it's Paskin Mahalochom. There's a shir of Mazon Shtei Seudos we find in the Gemara. But when we're talking about Mazon Shtei Seudos, it's mevur in the Gemara, and this is how it's passed in Shulchan Aruch. That the amount that you need, which makes the shear of Mazon Shtei Seudos, really depends on what the function of this food is in a meal. Mm-hmm. And a food which is used as a filler to fill a person in a meal, that's the main part of the meal that's eaten, so you need that amount in the meal. But there's something called a lishton, something which is just eaten along with, let's say, the bread or whatever it is. And something like that, so you wouldn't need a full Mazon Shtei Seudos of that in itself. You just need the amount that you used that in a meal, how much that dish or that thing is used. That's this halacha over here. The Mechaber brings that in halacha Vov in Simin Shin Pei Vov. Kol dovah shergilin lafes bayis hapas, shi'uroi lafes bayis hapas. Anything which is used to enhance the bread which is eaten in a su'uda, so you need that amount, the amount of this food which is used to be eaten in a su'uda, that the pas itself, you know, is the amount that's eaten in two su'udas. So you don't need, you know, let's say it's some kind of vegetable, whatever it is, which is eaten along with the bread. Eaten along with the main dish, so you only need the amount that you eat of that vegetable in Beis Seudos. That's all you need, which is substantially less than, let's say, you know, the main dish of that meal itself. Then you need the amount that in itself would satiate a person in two su'udas. That's one important thing in general that we have to mention over here. I wanted to touch on a few points on the daf over here. Let's first talk about the din of tavlin. What's the halacha as far as tavlin is concerned? Could a person use tavlin spices for the Erev? So there's a Gemara that goes as follows, and I'm going to speak at the whole Gemara because we're going to come back to explain the Gemara itself. But right now I want to focus on the tavlin. There's a Gemara that goes as follows. The Gemara at the beginning of the daf talks about the shear of tapuchim, of apples. Right, we shouldn't discuss whether this is our apples, not our apples, right? But the Gemara says the shira of tapuchim, whatever tapuchim refers to, is a cow. And the Gemara asks the question, meisvei, Rav Shimon Elazar omer uchlo tavlin. This price of Shimon Elazar is discussing different measurements. Now Rashi tells us that this price is not talking directly about Eruv. This price actually is talking about the din of Maiser Oni, when a person gives to the Aniyim the Maiser. So Rashi tells us over here, Maiser Oni Shemachal Klaniyim, Rashi says over here, person is he's in his garden, he's in his the area where things are stored, and he's handing out taniyim. So this mission is telling us that there's a minimum amount we have to give a shin. Sina, the pasuk is nasata la levi la gel yos la mono. We need a shin sina, and the shir and the amounts in this mishnah are telling us what's the minimum that's considered a shin sina to give to each oni. So that's really what this price is talking about. And that it says, uchlo tavlin, uchlo is a certain measurement. If you're going to be giving out the tavlin, it's an uchlo, a litra of yerek. If it's yerek, you have to give a litra. Asara goizim, 10 nuts, chamisha farskin, ushne rimoinim, be'eser gechot. That's what the price says. Right? Each thing has its different shear, each one has a different chashivos that's considered on a sina, it's considered that you gave him something substantial.
And that's not meiser though.
No.
No, that's the sina.
Your meiser is that your map, however much you have, right? Take your percentage.
Oh.
Fine, this is it. Now I'm giving it out to Neem. Right?
Oh, splitting right? it out. To
the network that are there, right? That's what the question is. What's the minimum amount that I could get to give my nasina, right, to each one? Now on that, there's a memra. On this brisa, Rav commented, "V'omar gursak bar dori mishmeta v'nashya bar shaguvli mishmeta Rav." That gursak bar dori, he was mekabel from his rebbe Rav Menashe bar shaguvli, who heard from Rav the following statement: "V'chein la'eru, these shiurim also apply to Eruv. This is the amount that if you want to be Arab with these kind of foods, this is the shear." Now, based on that, the Gemara asks, so this Braisa tells us that a farsikin, five, chamisha farsikin, vahani nami leviki a farsikin, and therefore the tapuchim should be similar to a farsikin. Why is the shear a kav? According to this Braisa, the shear a farsikin, why is the calf, the shiva fasting over here is five of these fruits? That should be enough by tapuchim also. That was the Gemara's question. Now, that the Gemara answers, hane chashivi v'hane le chashivi. Right, there's a difference of the chashivos, and that's why, even though maybe in size they're the same, but the shear is different because they have a different level of chashivos. Right, Rashi explains that the Gemara Teres over here has to do with what we mentioned before, the difference whether it's the laface or not the laface, whether the shear is based on how much a person could satiate himself by eating this as the main part of the meal, or just to accompany the main part. Okay, we're not going to go into that right now. That's not what we're coming to focus on. What we have over here is this price over here mentions tavlin, right? Mentions tavlin, and on that Rav says v'chein le'eruv, right? So at first glance, it would sound like over here that tavlin could be used, spices could be used for the eruv. Let's continue the Gemara and we'll see. Now the Gemara says as follows, an interesting continuation of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yosef said as follows, Rashi explains what this comment is. Shorle more means yimchol loy, probably should be adonai al dovar zeh l'Rabbi Menashe. That Rabbi Yosef was saying that Rabbi Menashe made a mistake over here. And he should receive mechila for the mistake that he made. Why? I told it over to him, the member of a chen rav, on a mishnah, a different source. Vuhu omra abraisa, and he took the vechen, this that rav said vechen le'erev, and he placed it on this braisa. And he was the one who taught it to his Talmud, Gursak Baidori, who said it over. Rabbi Yosef was makbid. The fact that Rabbi Menashe Bar Shaguvli placed the statement of Rav, who says that the shiurim about a Maisa Oni have applied to Erev. Right? There's a Mishnah and a Braisa. We just learned the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Menashe Bar Shaguvli had said that this memra, when Rav equated the din of Maisa Oni to Erev on this Braisa, that these shiurim in this Braisa apply to Erev also. Rabbi Yosef said that that's a mistake. Rabbi Shalom should be moichel him for that mistake that he made. He should not have said that on the Braisa, because I said it over on a Mishnah, the following Mishnah, Disnan, Ein Peichsen Oni Begoyrin. Now this is also the same halacha, same idea. There's a Mishnah which talks about the Shiurim, same thing, of Maisa Oni, how much you could give Maisa Oni. This Mishnah happens to be talking about different types of foods, but the concept is the same. Ein Peichsen Oni Begoyrin Mechatzi Kav Chitin. The kav soirin, right? This braisa gives the different measurements. If you're giving chitin soirin, you have to give a chatzi kav of chitin, a kav of soirin. The mayor argues that that's this braisa over here. Machloek is exactly what the different shiurim are. So if you skip down a few lines, when this braisa when this mishnah finishes, v'omar rav at the beginning of the line, v'omar rav v'chein le'eruv. And on that, Rabbi Yosef said, this is where Rav said over V'chein La'eruv. On this Mishnah. Not on that Braisa, but on this Mishnah. Right? And therefore, you know, when he related Rav to that Braisa, you know, it wasn't correct what he did. He should have related it to this Mishnah. Now, the Gemara asks as follows, Umay Umay Dahai Mehach. What's the difference? What is the difference? Why was Yosef Makbid, whether he said it over on the whether Rav's memory was related to the Braisa or to the Mishnah, my ulmei dahai mehach. Why is this Mishnah any better than that Braisa? I mean, they're all saying the same din. Right? Rashi explains that it's not like that. It's not like there's a machlokes over here and what the shear of a certain food that if there's a machlokes between the Braisa and the Mishnah, then Rav said his memory on the Mishnah means he passed like the Mishnah against the Braisa. Being that there's no machlekes over here, each one's talking about two different kinds of foods. We're all in agreement. And seeing the concept follows that the shiurim of Erev are the same shiur as Maaser Oni. So what's the difference? Right? Why is Rabbi Yosef being makbid? May ulmei dahai mehach. Now the Gemara says as follows. Ilema mishum dekotoni behach tavlin. If the reason why Rabbi Yosef was makbid, that Rav's memory should not be related to the Braisa, is because the Braisa mentions Tavlin. V'Tavlin l'avnei achila ninhu, and Tavlin are not bnei achila, and therefore they can't be used for the Erev. Oh, so now this is important right now. Now things develop concerning what we want to know. What's the halacha could be used Tavlin for our Erev? Right? This Gemara right now is talking, and it's mentioning that maybe the reason why Rabbi Yosef was makbid and he didn't want the member of Rav to be on that braisa, Because that braisa talks about giving tavlin spices to the aniyim. And that and he holds that you can't, but for Erev you can't use spices, because spices is not something which you could eat. It's not pnei achilo. You mix it into a different dish. But tavlin themselves you don't eat. So maybe that's the reason why Rabbi Yosef said that he didn't want Rav Memra to be on the braisa, because then it would be mashma that Rav holds that you could use tavlin for an Erev, which is not true, right? And the Mishnah, right, which he came from, doesn't mention tavlin, so that's why Rav is safe over there, right? So, but that's the his hakpada that Rav Nasha Basha Guvli placed that Rav said the chen le'erev on that braisa, maybe because the braisa has a kind of food over there which can't be used for Erev. So we don't want to have the chen le'erev to go on that braisa. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe that's why. So that Gemara says, Otu hocha milei katani chitin esorim. In this Mishnah, it's not any better, because this Mishnah, which Rav Yosef himself felt that Rav said it on, it mentions chitin esorim. Now chitin esorim implies ruah kernels. Right, they're also not. They're also not bnei achila ninu. They can't be eaten, so they also can't be used for an eruv. Right, elamai that Rav, when Rav said b'chein le'eruv, he was talking about foods which could be used. The shiurim, right, the measurements are the same, but Rav never meant to say that the types of food could be used. We know that there's different what kind of food. But once it is established that this food could be used, and the question is how much, so that he's relating the shiurim, the measurements, right? So what we take out of this Gemara over here at this point seems to imply that tavlin can't be used for an eruv, because it's not bnei achila, it's not you can't eat it as it is in a dish. And the Gemara equates that to chitin sa'irin, which also means we see from this Gemara over here has an assumption as a davar pashut that even if it's a kind of food which is eaten, but it has to be roy to be eaten the way it is now. Which the truth is, like, you know, we do find this concept in our Gemara over here by vech boshul v'loy boshul. Like, it's in a certain stage that it's not readily to be eaten, can't be used. So that's what this Gemara seems to be saying. And that's why, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's what you'll find. In Shulchan Aruch, again in Simchin Pevav, Sif Hei, and it talks about what you could use or the things that you can't use. We saw last time. Tavlin can't be used, right? Tavlin can't be used. I think more over here seems to be saying that tavlin can't be used. And the mechaber continues and he says, "V'loy bechitin u'sa'orin." Right? You also can't use chitin u'sa'orin, which is the same thing more over here, right? Because he can't use it. However, the mechaber at the end of this sif says, "Yesh emim shma'arv mitavlin." There are those who say that you could use tavlin. Who's this yesh emim? You could be ma'arv. You could use tavlin. Who's this yesh emim? This yesh emim is the Rambam. The Rambam over here in Perek Afnech Sevin Aloch Yud Aleph. Yeah, he says over here, Uchlo tavlin, right? The Rambam, when he mentions 10 things that you could use, he says that this shear, uchlo, is a certain measurement of tavlin, right? Which is, that's the lashon of that branch, which is talking about maisa, din of maisa oni. And the Rambam quotes this, that could be used, tavlin could be used with that shear for an Erev. So, Rambam, Mechaber brings that as the Yeshayim. The question is, what do you do with the Gemara, right? The Gemara apparently seems to be saying not that. So the Bi'al Loch over here discusses this. He says, I am the Meforshim, Shetomu al Deyazu. Look at the Meforshim and see they're Metama, they ask wondrously on this Shita, which is the Hudas HaRambam, Shunegid Sugis HaGemara. Right? It's against the Gemara, right? How can you pass like this? This is against the way the Gemara is going. The Ka'omah, the Gemara that we just saw says, Ilema Mishum Nikotani Bohem Tavlin, Betavlin Lav Ne'achilininu, Oto Hochanami Likotani Chitin Soim Lav Ne'achilininu. Hare, what do we see from there? The Hashas Medam Betavlin Lechitinu Soim Chaim, She'im Arv Bohem Lekul Yalmu. That you see that the Gemara equates Tavlin to Ruah, wheat and barley, that can't be used. Now, being that the Gemara equates it, right, and you see this is really what the Chofetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha is touching on, it should follow that the Gemara is equating the two things. Alright? So if the Rambam holds you used Tavlin, then you should come out, you could use Chit in the Sayyidin also. Which at first glance, the Rambam doesn't say you could use Chit in the Sayyidin.
Well, right? Tavlin are edible, because if you add it, you can eat it, but not Chit in the Sayyidin. They're raw still.
Well, even Tavlin, it's different, it depends on what kind of things. Certain tavern also not really eaten raw, you put into the dish and right, it gets cooked. You know, maybe you can eat like that. Oh. Right?
Spicy.
Different.
No, it depends which tavern.
But regardless, the Gemara is equating them, right? The Gemara definitely is equating them. Right? You know, there's two points over here. One point is the Gemara equates them, and second of all, the Gemara equates them that they can't be used. Right? So we have to deal with two things. So, these are two points, right? So even though the Rambam seems to be paskening, not like the Gemara seems to say that they can't be used, Rambam holds they could be used, but on the other hand, if we want to say that the Rambam somehow, we'll see, learns the Gemara differently, but the equation, this that the Gemara equates them, that, l'chari, there's no reason, we'll see, whether we have a right to argue on that. So that's why, in the Rambam, and we have to start thinking, what does he hold as far as Chit and Sarin? Now, the Bir Halacha would like to take the direction that you could use Chit and Sarin also. Maybe Yitaka could use Chit and Sarin also. Now, if we take that on, then we could try to work out the Gemara. Because the Gemara is equating the two things. Right? Now, the Rambam clearly says you could use Tavlin. Rambam doesn't say that you could use Chit and Sarin. Right? He doesn't say that clearly. He doesn't say you can't. Right? So the first step over here is we would like to say that according to the Rambam, Rambam agrees to the equation that the Gemara makes. Chit and Sa'irin and Tavlin are the same. Right? If we could accept that, then we could try to see what we could do to the Gemara. Right? Now the Bir Halacha says that we could learn the Gemara a little bit differently. See, we understood the Gemara as follows. In the Gemara, right, in the Gemara over here, we know that there's a memra of Rav v'chein le'eruv. Rav equated the dinim, let's say the amounts of Maiser Oni, right, which are as a Bryson and a Mishnah, Rav equated those Shiurim to Erev. He said V'chein le'Erev, right? That's what Rav said. Now the question is, where did Rav say that? Right? Did he say it on the Bryce? Is it on the Mishnah? Now it was said over, Rav Nasha Basha Guvli said it over in the name of Rav on a Bryson. Rav Yosef got upset, he was mapped, why'd you say over the Bryce? Right? Rav said it on the Mishnah, right? And the Gemara wants to know what's the hakpada, what's the difference exactly where he said it. But you know, everything is still true, So why should there be a hakpada where he set it on? So the Gemara says as follows. And let's try to relearn the Gemara and see if we could understand the Gemara differently. And that Gemara offers a possibility that maybe the reason why Yosef was makbid, that Rav's member should not be related to the Brayis, is because the Brayis says tavlin. Right? Tavlin is a type of food which can't be used for the Erev. Right? Can't be used for the Erev. So this is how we understood the Gemara, right? If it's because the Brayis says tavlin, and tavlin can't be used for an Erev, and that's why Rabbi Yosef did not want Rav's member to be related to that Brayis, because it will be mashed from that Rav holds that you could use tavlin. On that thing, Gemara says, well, in the Mishnah, what Rabbi Yosef wants that the member of Rav should be left to the Mishnah, right, to be related to the Mishnah. So I heard it on the Mishnah. It should have been said over on the Mishnah. Well, over there, the Mishnah also talks about a kind of food or a stage of food which has the same kind of issue, which is chitin sayurin, raw barley. Right? So we understood that the Gemara meant to say that, and the same way tavlin can't be used, so raw chitin and sayurin also can't be used. And you, Rabbi Yosef, are happy to have Rabbi Yosef's member on the Braisa. Why are you happy to have it on the Braisa? There's a problem that will walk away thinking that you could use that for the Erev. So we learned the Gemara by saying that Elamai, that even you don't have that problem. Because we know that Rav never meant to equate the types of food, he only meant to equate the shiurim, right? So Rav just said chen le'erev means that if in this Mishnah or Braisa has food that could be used for Erev, now I'm telling you v'chein la'erev that the shear that says in this Braisa is the same measurement as we need for Erev. But I'm not discussing the kind of foods, right? Because that's what I mean to say, that Elamai, you Rabbi Yosef, you're safe, you're happy with the fact that we know that Rav, that this member v'chein Rav, is not coming to tell us what types of foods. He's only coming to tell us the shiurim, right? So that's why you're very good with the member of Rav on the Mishnah, even though in the Mishnah talks about a kind of food which can't be used, right? But that doesn't bother you. So that doesn't bother you. So my high time, it shouldn't bother you in the Brayis when the Brayis told that tavlin, because we know the Rav only gave the shiurim on kind of foods that could be used. So you first find out what you could use. You find out you can't use tavlin. Fine. So when Rav said v'chein later, if you know, he's not referring to tavlin at all. And this is how we learned the Gemara till now, right? And that's where the halacha comes out. Tavlin can't be used according to this understanding. That the Gemara's original assumption is staying intact, and what the Gemara is showing Rabbi Yosef is the fact that even though there's something there which cannot be used for an Erev, but that doesn't bother you to have a v'chein rav on that, right? Because v'chein rav is, again, is not talking about the types of food. So we're talking about the shear, right? So first you find out whether you could use these types. And then, on that Rav said, right, v'chein, that the shear is the same. Now we're going to learn the Gemara a little bit differently right now. That when the Gemara meant to say like this, the Gemara said, well, if the reason why Rabbi Yosef was makbin, and he didn't want the v'chein, the Rav, to be on the Brayis, is because it says tavlin, that can't be. Why? Because in the Mishnah has a similar kind of food, right? Now, we're just going to change the LMI. The LMI is that you could use. You know, if it's on the Braisa, it's on the Mishnah, it talks about Chitin Sayurin. So the LMI is that Chitin Sayurin could be used. So by the same token, Tavan also could be used. That's what the Gemara means to say, according to the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. That true, that there was a point in the Gemara that the Gemara was saying the tavlin can't be used, but when the Gemara said that by the same token, Rav's Memra shouldn't be on Chit and Sarin either, if tavlin can't be used. So what the Gemara meant with that to say was that Elamai must be that the same way you could use Chit and Sarin, you could use tavlin, right? So that's what the Gemara meant to say over there. Again, so the Gemara is trying to understand why Rabbi Yosef was makbid that the member of Rav should be related only to the Mishnah and not to the Braisa. The Gemara goes through. Is it because the Braisa mentions tavlin and tavlin can't be used? That's why he doesn't want the member of Rav to be on the Braisa. So that Gemara says, well, why is he better that the member of Rav should be on the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about chitin and so on, which is the same type of food as tavlin. Now, so what does the Gemara mean to say with that? Elamai, so what do you see from there? What's the implication? Right? So we're saying there's a machlekes over here in what the LMI is, what the implication from that is. Most Rishonim learn, and that's how the first sheet in the Mechaber is, the LMI is that even though the Mishnah, the Brayis, that talks about foods which can't be used for an Erev, that's not a reason for Rav's member, V'chein L'Erev, not to be on that Brayis, like we mentioned before. Because Rav is not coming to tell us what kind of foods could be used, he's telling us what the amounts of food. Right? So if there happens to be a food in that Brayis which can't be used for Erev, fine, so Rav wasn't talking about that, right? Because Rav is coming after we already decide that the food could be used. Right? That's one mahalchin. And according to that, so the assumption of the Gemara that tavlin cannot be used stays. Right? Tavlin can't be used, and chitin sarin can't be used. That assumption stays. But it doesn't bother us, the fact that these can't be used, to have Rav's member, v'chein l'Rav. Because I know Rav's not referring to this kind of food. Right? That's what the Gemara means to say. And according to the Rambam, we're saying that There's a mapecha in the Gemara. That something changes in the Gemara. The Gemara originally said that the reason why Rabbi Yosef didn't want to have Rav's memra on the brayis because the brayis is tavlin. Tavlin can't be used. On that, the Gemara is saying, well, that wasn't Rabbi Yosef's cheshbon because Rabbi Yosef's whole tavlin could be used. How do I know that? Right? Because Rabbi Yosef wants the member of Rav to be on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah has Chitin Sarim, which is in the same category as Tavlin, and he's fine with that. So Vais Lechois that he holds that these kind of foods could be used for an Erev. So again, so the Gemara is back. So besides, what's his Hakpada? Right? That's a Machlekes over here. Had to learn the Gemara. Definitely, the Gemara at one point was taking on that Tavlin cannot be used. The question is whether that changed or not in the Gemara. Now, this is why it's important, like we mentioned before, in order to be miyasha the Rambam, we would have to assume the Rambam holds chid and son is also good, right? Because that's exactly what's happening. Gemara is equating the two things, and we just said the Rambam holds that even though originally the Gemara assumed both are no good, but the Gemara means to shift, right? That Elamai they both are good, right? So that's why, in order to be miyasha the Rambam from the Gemara, but we have to keep this equation that they're both the same. Now, the difficulty that the Mefarshim mention with that is that in the Mechaber, if you look, the Mechaber mentions that Tavlin cannot be used, Chitin Sarin can't be used, and at the end he says V'yesh Omrim Tavlin could be used. Now he doesn't say Yesh Omrim that Chitin Sarin could be used. So it would sound like from the Mechaber. that he understood in the Rambam that somehow there's a way to divide the two, and the Rambam only said his din concerning Tavlin, but he agrees that Chitin Sa'irin cannot be used. Right? Now, if that's true, so then we're not, what we said is not sufficient to answer the Rambam. Okay, so this is a question in the Mefarshim whether the Rambam would hold that Chitin Sarin also could be used. The Mechaber apparently doesn't hold like that, but let's say as far as the Rambam, the Shittas Rambam himself is concerned, that's a question in the Mefarshim whether we can be miyash of the Shittas Rambam by having that in that the Chitin Sarin could be used. Okay, so that's one point over here that we wanted to discuss. I'll make a quick mention of something which comes in over here on the daf. It's not totally related to the main sugya that we're learning right now, but it's kedai we have a couple of minutes over here, just to mention this, and then we'll hold it for the future. The Gemara Bayos, right, like we mentioned, is discussing the different foods and different shiurim that can be used for Erev. And I can mention that the Shittim Goyis and Eruv Tchum, and the Gemara brings a braisa to ask a kasha. Gemara is discussing when they use bitzolim, right? Bitzolim, onions, right? For an Eruv. We had previously said that bitzolim could be used. Bitzolim telechol behen shtei sudas. And the Mishna asks now a question, uve bitzolim mima arvin. Right, on 6 lines from the bottom. Uve bitzolim mima arvin. May one use bitzolim onions? You see, there's like 6 lines from the bottom. Actually, 5 lines from the bottom.
Yeah.
Uve bitzolim mima arvin, and may a person use onions for erev? Vosanya, went to the brayis. Oh, Rav Shimon Aloza, pamachas, shavas, remeir, badisko. There was a story. One time, Reb Meir, he stayed over Shabbos in this city, Adiska. And a person came to Reb Meir. Omar loy Rebbe iravti bibtzolim letivoyin. I made an eruv v'tchumen in order to allow me to reach the next city. I use bitzolim. Now we'll see from the story over here that he was making use of his Erev, and he had, where he was standing right now, at this point, was assuming that he had a good Erev, and he went out of his original Tchum, and he continued because of the Erev. Mm-hmm. So he told him that I use for my Erev onions. And Meir Paskin, that you can't leave your Dal Amas, because your Erev that you use was no good, and therefore you're out of your Tchum. The halacha is, if you're out of your Tchum, you're stuck, you can't move more than Dal Amas.
You could go back?
No. No, you're stuck. That's it. V'hayishiva Reb Meir ba'aba Amas shaloi. Right? And Reb Meir, right, made him remain in his Dal Amas, being that his Erev was no good. You can't use bitzolim, onions for an Erev. That's what the Gemara is asking. That's the contradiction. We said before that you can use onions, and over here, it's before you can't, because when he told him that he used onions for his Erev, Meir told him, okay, I'm sorry, so that means your Erev didn't work, and right now you're out of the Tchum, you're stuck in the Dalai Lama's after Shabbos. That's the Gemara's question. Right? The Gemara answered the Kasha, but Mois, different parts of the onion, fine. The Rishonim over here are bothered that this that Reb Meir made him stay within his Dalet Amos, confined him to Dalet Amos. Let me ask the question over here that we find in the Mishnah a little bit later on, next perek. That's the next perek, which talks about Din of Erev Tchumen. That Mishnah talks about. If a person, the din of ear, of an ear, a city, is considered like Dal Amas. A city, or any place, area which is surrounded by a mechitza, right, we'll see whether, but definitely an ear that's surrounded by a chitza or a city, is all considered like Dal Amas. And therefore, even if someone were not to be in the tchum, but if they find themselves in a city, so just like they could go Dal Amas, so the whole city is in Dal Amas, so you could walk the whole city. So this is the question that the Rishonim are bothered by over here, that the Mishnah says over here, he confined him to his Dal Amas. I mean, why couldn't he walk the whole city? When he came to visit Meir probably was in the city, and he should not have been confined just to Dal Amas, he should have had the whole city. This is the question that the Rishonim wonder over here. And Tosfos tells us, if you look in this Tosfos, Chutz l'ir hayom. This is back to us.
Oh.
Back to us. Right? Mem Aleph was the source. And Tosfos says, this is the basis of Tosfos' comment right away. Tosfos says, Chutz l'ir hayom. This story took place outside of the, in the outskirts of the city. Mm-hmm. Out of the city. Why? The Be'ir, because word that happened inside the city, Hayim Halach is cooler. He would be able to walk the whole city. The whole city is like Dal Amas. Why wasn't he flying to Dal Amas? Kidomah b'misha ha'itziyu. Like this Mishnah we just saw. The Mishnah over there says, even a person who's out of his tchum, but if he finds himself in a city or enclosed area, that's considered like Dal Amas, and he can walk the whole thing. So the Ephraim says, must be, right? In order to explain why he was confined to Dal Amas, must be he was outside of the city. That's the first option that Tosfos has. Inami, Tosfos says, Inami sovla Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Reb Meir holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Omra ain leila Abba Amos. In that Mishnah Mem Aleph, it's actually Machlokes over there. Machlokes Tanoim. We pask in La Locha that the whole city is considered like Dal Amos. But it places a second option to explain why Reb Meir said confined to the Dal Amos is maybe Reb Meir paskins the other way, like the other, like Shitzer Bishu in that Mishnah, that he holds that we don't view the whole city like Dal Amos, right? Second option to explain why Reb Meir, so according to this, maybe Reb Meir was, you know, in the city, but nevertheless, he holds that the city is not needing like Dal Amos. Now, the next part of Taisa over here, we just want to take out the point, a chiddush lahalacha that the Taisa says. Taisa says as follows, ve'ein loyma, right? Ein loyma means, don't try to tell me another explanation, right? Because that's wrong. So let's see what that explanation might have been. Ve'ein loyma, mishum d'rameir kona sheikigotu meizit. Maybe we'll tell like this. Maybe the reason why Reb Meir confined in the Dal Amos is because Reb Meir holds that we knas or shoyg otu mezin, which means as follows. We're making an assumption right now that a mezid is a dindun shoyg in a mezid. The person walks out of his tchum, right? He walks out of the tchum. There's a difference, and now he finds himself in an enclosed area, right? What's the din if he does that b'mezid? So we're assuming right now if he does that b'mezid, then we don't consider the enclosed areas Dal Amos, right? Only if he does it b'shoigeg, right? Now if we can make that assumption that this din, right, this machlekes, right, that we have in that Mishnah Nachman Malef, that the entire enclosed area is like Dal Amos, is only by a shoigeg, unintentional walking out. If a person intentionally walks out, then we don't give him the whole ear or the whole enclosed area as Dal Amos. If we make that assumption, then we could possibly go a step further. That Reb Meir holds of this concept that kansin and shogig otu mezin, we cancel a shogig, we give a knas, a fine to a shogig because of a mezin. And that would explain possibly why Reb Meir holds that even a shogig doesn't have the entire area. Because since the Ikar HaDin is like that by Mezid, and we knas a Shoigig, and we give him the same Chomer, stringency as a Mezid, maybe that's the reason. So right now, Tosis is entertaining a possibility that maybe we could explain, you know why Reb Meir confined him to the Dal Amos over here? Is because being that Mezid, everyone agrees that you don't have the Dal Amos, so even though this case was a Shoigig, Reb Meir holds, Kansin Shoigig at the Mezid. So maybe that's the basis of this psak that Reb Meir did over here, right? Maybe that's a possible way to explain. Now that tells you there's an ein lema. You can't say that. You can't say that. Now let's just skip to the ve'oid. Ve'oid. The second reason why you can't say that is like this: kivan the chashbin and kolik ha'aba amis. Since there is a concept that we consider the whole city like al amis, afil b'mezid nami mahalches kulo. Even Mezid could do the whole thing. The Mezid Nami Isli Abba Amos. Mezid also has the Al Amos. And being that there's a concept that the city is considered Al Amos, that's not dependent on Shoigig or Mezid. So therefore, Tosis says that assumption that we're taking on to say this Teretz is assuming that by Mezid wasn't given this din that the whole city is considered as the Al Amos. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. This is an intrinsic concept. That an enclosed area is always looked at like a Dal Amos. It doesn't change between Shoigig and Mezid. And being that everyone also agrees that if a Mezid walks out the Tchum, in the middle of nowhere, he definitely also has Dal Amos. He does have the Dal Amos. So if that's true, so if a person intentionally walks out into another city, he has the entire city area. Right? So therefore Taisa says that this can't be an explanation in Reb Meir. Because this explanation is assuming you have to start with a starting point that Mezid doesn't have the entire ear. And I tell you this, that's not true. So this Tosis is very important. Is a maramokim. This is a source to such a shita that if a person walks out of the tchum on purpose, and finds his way, makes his way into an enclosed area, that whole enclosed area is kind of like down. He can walk the whole thing. He's okay. Even though he walked out intentionally. Right? That's what this Tosfos says.
So why did Rav Meir hold him in this spot?
So the other reasons. That's what I said. Definitely, this is not a reason. So that's the other reasons. That either because it was outside of the city, right? Or Rav Meir holds like Bishua, who holds even Bishoigig, you don't have his din, right? Okay. But don't blame this on, right, on Shoigig, it's amazing. This point, actually, Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the Mishnah over there, on Daf Mem Aleph, right, mentioned again when we get there, points out that there's a machlekes about this. Tosfos argues on the Rambam Shita and the Ramban. They both learn over there that there is a difference, that, like Tosfos originally thought to say, right? They hold that a mezid, there's no din of, there's a difference in a shaking and mezid. Mezid, there's no din of dalam. A person walks out intentionally, and he finds himself in a city, he is confined to that area over there, right? So this Tosfos over here, when most Rishonim hold that Maisie doesn't have it in. This Tosfos over here is a source, right? One of the few Rishonim who hold like this. This Tosfos is a source that argues on the common knowledge about this din that Maisie doesn't have the halacha. This Tosfos over here says, right, that Maisie does. So there's a machlekes, and we're just bringing out as there's a machlekes in the Rishonim what the halacha is if a person on purpose walks out of the tchum into another city. Could he walk the entire city, deal like Dalai Lamas? Well, no, he's confined to his own Dalai Lamas themselves. This is Machlekes, Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban hold that he's confined. Mezid never has more than the real Dalai Lamas. This Tosfos Bayal says that no, that even a Mezid has the entire enclosed area.